95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Blow on me. I'm hot. It's so hot. I'm burning up. Blow
don't,
on me.
But don't say those. Don't say that.
I put in an important thing in the middle. On.
Yes.
Yes, that's the important part.
Wow. That is not the way to start.
Yes, it is, baby. How are you doing, man?
I have a funny story. I was getting down to 0 miles like I do.
Oh, right. Why do you do that to yourself?
I don't know. It's just, I think it's because I leave late. So when I leave late, I don't have time to stop and get gas.
Right.
So then I look exactly how many miles is it going to be? How many miles do I have left?
Right.
And this particular time I got out to help a guy push his car.
Really?
Because I was like, look, that's my people.
Oh, dude, I've been there, and I've
gonna,
done that, too.
That's going to be me soon. So I hope somebody else will get. And so we were pushing his car, and all of a sudden, it started getting heavier, and I was like, wow, this is getting heavy. I'm really pushing. I'm really making a concerted effort here. I don't know what's going on. I looked up, and he'd gotten in the car, and he was driving.
Wow. What?
Well, I pushed by myself.
What? So you're out there trying to help?
Yes.
And he's just driving off. He's going to run you over by accident if he backs up.
I pushed by myself.
What?
I was like, what?
That'll teach you. Stop being nice. Stop being helpful.
I said, and I knocked on the door. I was like, hey,
you good
this
here?
This is kind of hard to push, so maybe I'll help.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I was hoping you would do it yourself. Come on, man. Can you wash the car, too?
He was having trouble pushing it by himself.
Sure.
So it's odd, then, that I would get out and push, and he would go, well,
yeah.
he's got it. I'm going to get in and add some weight to it.
I don't suppose there's a VW bug. I push start in my VW bug so many times.
Did you?
By myself. Yeah, I got so good at jumping in and then, just doing it.
Yeah, no, but he was out of gas. Yeah. So that wouldn't work for him anywhere.
You guys, you two of you running out of gas.
Listen,
you know the last time I ran out of gas?
No.
Never!
I run out of gas, but I didn't run out today.
Yeah.
It got down to 0 miles, sure, but I made it to a gas station.
Good for you. No, that's good.
So,
when was the last time you did actually run it to the end and run out of gas?
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
I think I was going to a doctor's appointment or something. Yes,
something you really didn't want to do.
If it wasn't on a freeway, but it was on a side street.
You sabotage yourself.
And I think I had to jog there, if I remember correctly.
That's always good.
Yes.
Jogging to a doctor's appointment. Hi. What's up?
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
All right.
Give me five.
Give me five.
Five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock every day.
In and out.
In and out is the theme.
In and out.
Heard you say that the first time. So far I've heard you say blow on me.
and in and out. And out.
I had a run-in with an ambulance.
Okay.
Not an accident, but got shouted at quite loudly.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Get out!
So we're going to talk to people who drive emergency vehicles because that must be a nightmare.
That has got to be insane.
And you quit social media this hour because Sluggo is done with Instagram.
Screw Instagram. Screw the IG. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that too coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Black Keys. Man, that's good stuff,
ain't
it?
That is a good song, yeah.
That is Wild Child. These guys are giving away a 10th anniversary vinyl box set of their El Camino album to someone. You go on their social media and you can sign up to maybe win that. That's pretty damn cool.
That is pretty cool.
That stuff does punch through well on vinyl. There's a lot of that I wouldn't say matters so much, but Black Keys sound good.
Yes,
on vinyl,
agreed. Yeah, so. They sound good everywhere.
That's true.
They're a great band.
Yeah.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo. Sluggo is done with Instagram.
Yeah, screw Instagram.
Why?
Boo! You know how, like, on Facebook and Twitter, you see the people you follow in chronological order, everything they've just posted, you know?
Right.
Instagram, for a long time, didn't do that. And then the beginning of the year, they set it so you could. And for some accounts now, and I've run into about a quarter of the people that I've talked to, you can't do that anymore. They're taking it back. They're rolling it back. So they suggest posts for you, and they don't put it in chronological order. And I just don't care.
You're
very stubborn. I don't care.
Here's what Instagram says. Mm-hmm. The four things of how it decides what it shows you.
Yes, right.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, especially Instagram. Have you quit it?
Yeah.
Are you so tired of it because of this?
Or maybe if the rich guy buys Twitter, are you planning on backing out of that one? Elon grabs a hold of it, are you out?
You quit Instagram. 818-955-KLOS. All right. It looks at your history of interacting with someone, like commenting on their content.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find their post interesting.
Right.
Uses information about how popular a post is, like how many likes it has.
And, you know, I'm really excited about what's popular out there. I want to see what Angeline has to say.
That has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Uses information about a person who posted it and how interesting they seem to you.
Oh, yeah. They got that right.
Uses information about the kind of content you view to decide if a post might be interesting
to you. Well, here's an idea. Go do what Twitter and Facebook does and give us the people we follow in chronological order.
I mean, it does seem like they are very intrusive as far as what
extremely,
you see.
Extremely, yeah. And I just don't care. I didn't use it that much, so I'm like, who cares? I don't care. So I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah, unless they fix it. If they fix it, I'll be back. You know, it was fun putting videos
up there. You want to follow the people that you want to follow.
Exactly. That's I don't want to see someone's grandma and their exciting new puppy. I don't care. I want to see the weird-ass thing that Kevin Ryder has put up.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you'll ever see that because it needs to be popular. So that doesn't
happen right now.
So 818-955-KLOS. You quit social media, especially Instagram.
Yeah.
Call now.
Welcome back to 2022 KLOS Blood Drive Talk. Our guest today is a little prick.
Hi, how you doing?
So, little prick, just how little a prick are you?
You know, the whole prick thing's really overblown. I'm more of a little pinch.
And you're the only thing anyone feels when they're giving blood?
That and a little surge of happiness from knowing you're safe. Saving lives.
So what would you say to someone on the fence about donating blood?
You know what? Don't think of it so much as donating blood as going for a pint.
Okay.
Like a pint of beer, but
I get it.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
The 41st annual KLOS Blood Drive happens August 5th and 6th at Red Cross Centers all over SoCal. Book an appointment online to save lives and get our special edition KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt. Do it now before slots fill up. Go to redcrossblood.org and search KLOS.
Want to? Hey, it's Frank. If you're looking to sell your car, truck, or SUV, give me thevin.com. Make selling your vehicle fast and easy. With inflation and gas prices on the rise, that third and fourth car out in the driveway, that's just money sitting there. Either it's guzzling money or it's just sitting there doing nothing. So why don't you make money from those cars and sell them to GimmeTheVIN.com. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Has thousands of Google and Facebook reviews. So log on to GimmeTheVIN.com.
Boston! You love their accents, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin.
Oh, that's a great accent.
Boston.
Yeah, that's a great accent. Love it.
Good accent.
Couldn't love it more. Now, we're taking phone calls right now at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, man. Hey, what's up, S.A.?
Hey, we're talking about quitting social media.
Dude, what if you've never been on social media?
Yay, good for you.
Good for you.
Well done.
What if you've never had an email address, you deal with a flip phone, and you want nothing to do with it?
What have you done that you're running from the authorities?
You know, I'll tell you this. I'm the guy who can build you a house, rebuild the engine in your car, or make you anything from scratch in the kitchen.
And your name is Walter Dwight. But you like to go by Heisenberg.
I don't think. You know what? I just don't have a desire for it. I have an eye disease that I don't see well with screens. I watch enough TV. I don't care.
I think you're probably better
off.
Yeah,
my friend, you're not missing anything. Well done. I totally think that's awesome.
You know something? When the solar flare hits the earth and all electronics are lost, I'm the guy who can start a fire with two pieces of wood.
We're all going to be on your doorstep.
Yeah, we're going to come crawling to you, dude.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling.
Stop smoking. You got to stay alive.
Like me.
Wow. Hello, KLOS.
Did you quit social media?
Yes, I did quit social media.
Why?
You know what? Life's already tough enough, and I feel like people act like big macho man, and it just, people say really rude and mean things to each other, and it just was really putting me down.
Yeah, I totally get that. I've gotten really good at muting accounts if they're just like,
sure, I want to see a puppy like jump and fall down the stairs. That's great, but I got off.
And you don't miss it at all, I bet, huh?
No, I really don't. You know what? I'm catching up more on my baseball team and things that I really care about.
Right.
I'm reading.
Reading is for losers.
Hey, by any chance, are you old enough to have been on the CB radio back in the day in the 70s, maybe early 80s?
Yes, yes. I am 37 going on 87.
So you remember how like CB was like that for a long time. Everybody just wanted to fight. That's what it was all about. Fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, that was the fun of it.
Hey, love you guys, man.
Thank you, man.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
818-955-KLOS.
You quit social media. What? Sligo is off Instagram.
Down with IG.
He's had it with them giving him suggestions of things that they think he'll want to see instead of just the people he's following.
They just are always wrong. That's the problem.
So you quit social media. Hello.
So here's my story. 30 seconds.
All right.
When Facebook come out, what, call it 15 years ago?
27.
Right?
Sure.
26.
Is it really?
God, 25.
That much? Okay, so.
24. No, I'm counting down your 30 seconds.
He's counting your 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Wow, yeah, I bit that. London Thinker. Anyway, it first came out, a buddy of mine says, hey, you got to get on it. It's great. You can keep in touch with everybody. I'm like, all right, fine. I get on, though. I'm not on there an hour, and I get hit with an ex-girlfriend.
Ah.
No big deal, fine. No big deal, fine, okay, whatever. Well, then she starts going down. I didn't know. She sends me this letter reminiscing good old times, this and that. My wife comes home. I tell her. I go, yeah, check this out, this Facebook thing. Oh, it's so wonderful. Well, I give her the info. She gets on my account, and I get the old, did you have a good time going down memory lane with your ex-girlfriend?
I'm like, oh, my God.
Ever since, this is like 15, 18 years ago, I'm like, you know what? I don't need this in my life.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Don't have an account. Instagram.
You have a lot of women coming after you, dude.
That must be nice.
Not in a good way. Not in a good way.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
It is weird to come out of the woodwork. Hey.
Yes. Hi, we're talking about quitting social media.
Right. So I am currently 26. I grew up with social media as a norm in middle school, high school.
Right.
And I quit social media roughly, I'd say like 3 years ago, officially 3 years ago. But prior to that, probably like 6 years it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being, I actually, not to get personal, but I ended up falling into drugs and like being homeless for a little while.
Right.
Crazy enough, so I didn't have a phone.
Right.
But after that, I really got a new lease on life. I just realized, like, who cares? Who cares what I do? Who cares where I go? Who cares what I eat? I don't need to take pictures of my food every 5 minutes.
How are we supposed to follow your diet if you're not taking pictures of it?
You know what? I don't think anyone cares about my
diet.
So
you're perfectly happy without it.
Yeah. I have a family. I've got a job. You know, I don't need anyone's approval to tell me how wonderful everything is when I'm living my life.
I'd like to this call, but I don't know how.
Give it a thumbs up. Awesome. Right, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Thanks a lot.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
We wanted to hear from Angeline. This is Angeline, but I don't do Instagram.
Wait a minute. Angeline?
Yeah, hi.
Wait, hold on.
It says Angeline on the caller ID, too.
Angeline that drives the pink Corvette?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
A bit younger than her.
I see.
Oh, you're a spurious Angeline.
I gotcha.
You're another. Well, you should get yourself a pink car and drive it around L.A. and post yourself, and maybe one day they'll make a movie about you and not invite you to be in it.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Sure, have a good one.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
You quit social media.
That was hard.
We're talking about quitting social media. Hello.
Hey, it's Rad Ron in Redondo. My wife has never let me get on any of that stuff. I've never had a chance to even look at it. So I'm like, I'm pretty happy because there's a lot of good stuff on the internet that you don't need to, I don't think you need to be on stuff like
that. Yeah, I can buy that. And very cool of you to obey the wife.
How are people going to know how rad you are, though?
They know me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you come across as pretty rad.
The people who know.
I'd give you a follow.
My initials are R-A-D, dude.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I am totally rad.
I'm just going to start following you in real life, actually. I'm just going to show up and be outside your house all the time and follow you in real life.
Not on social media? You're just going to go follow him around?
Do that work?
If you like golfing or skateboarding, I'm on.
Nice.
All right. Thank you for calling,
man. Thanks for calling,
thank
dude.
You guys.
Thank you.
Right on.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about people who quit social media.
Yeah, you know, like myself, every time I go on there, they just throw me in jail for 30 days. Get off, boom, they throw me back in jail because I say...
Why is that?
Yeah, what sort of things are you posting?
Well, I don't think it's nothing bad, really, but...
Why are they throwing you in jail?
They do. They are very quick to throw people in jail these days. That's true.
They are. You just say something like that. One girl that got caught over there in Russia, you know?
Right.
Guilty today.
The WNBA player? Yeah,
just keep her ass there, you know, keep her... locked up. She broke the damn law. You know, boom. They throw me in jail for it.
Well, that's kind of weird.
You know,
what a surprise.
She was trying to bring in some hashish, apparently, she said. So, I don't know. Huh. Well, you know, you're not going to get blocked here, but you will get a dial tone. Please enjoy. But thanks for calling.
Cool.
Right on. It's like Tom Likas. Blow me up.
A lot of people are going on and on about how to stop all of these shootings that are happening.
The insanity of this day and age in this particular...
Some of them make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Some really? I haven't come across anybody that had any idea that I'm like, that ought to work.
A few make a lot.
Really? Okay.
Listen, it's a very complex situation.
Some people are.
But people are trying with weird things.
Yeah.
Like what? This is strange. Bill Bennett, do you remember him?
No.
I think he was a religious guy.
Okay.
And he used to be, I don't know what president he was with or whatever. But this is his the way to solve mass shootings.
Not sure we're going deep enough. I think you need police. You need parents for sure. You need schools. You need to clean up social media. You need all that. But, you know, you may need an exorcist, too.
Well, I'm sorry. What?
Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. What did you? Did he just say exorcist?
An exorcist?
What?
Before your audience shakes its head on that.
Too late.
If you look at these boys, these men, these young men, they have deeply spiritual problems. Deeply. If you go into the labyrinthine caves of the internet, way down, and I don't recommend it.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's ugly stuff.
What do you do? Okay.
And these guys dwell there. They live there. They drench themselves in it. And it's as ugly and evil as it gets. Where are the ministers? Where are the rabbis, the priests?
Where are they? I don't think they're in there.
I don't think they're in the dark web. I don't know. I mean, I think the last guy's parents found out about his plans and encouraged him.
Yeah.
Which is super, super troubling.
The apple doesn't always fall very far from the tree.
But I'm not sure how to find the people and perform an exorcism on them before they shoot.
And I'm not...
Not trying to make light of it.
No.
But this doesn't seem possible.
No. I don't know that that's the...
No.
I don't. I mean, and who are you going to find that someone who really knows how to do it, truly knows how to do it?
No idea.
Paul, I know, but who are you?
Look, I don't want to suggest something that would seem farcical to a lot of your audience.
Too late.
But I don't think that the domain of religion ought to be involved here. It's a deeply spiritual void, I think, that these young men have in their hearts and their souls. And I think it needs to be addressed.
I don't know that an exorcism is right. Maybe finding them, leading them towards some sort of belief as opposed to...
An exorcism.
Out! Get out!
An exorcism.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure it's not an exorcism.
I don't think that's going to be the solution.
So.
But I do love this song, Tubular Bells.
It is pretty good.
It's a great song.
Yeah, that is
what does it say about me that as about a 10-year-old, I had this soundtrack and loved this soundtrack very
much?
What
does it say about you? You're playing a song and The Exorcist at the same time. What's wrong with you?
Oh, terribly sorry. Red Hot Chili Peppers pretending to be the Ohio Players. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You know that original record, Kevin, you know that story about the scream in it, the woman screaming?
I know that there's supposedly a scream in the background, and if you listen to it exactly, you can hear it, and supposedly somebody was being killed.
Murdered in the other studio, yeah.
Yes.
It's just a really weird scream. I mean, I always just assumed she was on the roller coaster. No, I mean, apparently not, but... I remember the first time I heard it, and I heard that story, and I actually caught the scream, and I'm like, oh, that is blood-curdlingly weird, especially when they were really trying to say. My question is, did the Red Hot Chili Peppers, when they covered that song, think about putting in a fake scream?
I mean, or a real scream.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe
yeah.
kill somebody. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
That's your point.
No, I offered to help, but they didn't return my calls.
But yeah. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. Yesterday, I was driving to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fire station by my house.
Okay.
And an ambulance turned on its lights, mm-hmm. but was clearly pulling back into the fire station.
Backing into it like
yes.
they do?
Uh-huh. And I was the first car, and I was really pretty close when they
started
doing that.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, what do? I can't pull over. I guess I could stop, but I'm sort of in the way here.
Uh-huh.
And then they opened both doors, the uh-huh, driver uh-huh. and the passenger side door. So I thought,
Oh, they're done. They're getting out.
Well, I've got a few seconds before they try anything.
Sure.
And I started pulling forward, and a woman that was driving
yeah.
got out,
yeah.
put her hand up like this in front of my car and said, stop! What are you doing? And I said, you guys were getting out, and I figured I had enough time, you know.
Do you actually answer her?
To get by, yeah.
What she
yelled that at me.
Sure, what did she say?
So I was telling her that.
Right, you were explaining yourself.
I was saying, you know, I figured I had time because you both were getting out. And she said, you don't do that ever! When the lights are on, you can't do that.
Yeah, but you weren't going to an emergency. You were backing in for the day.
That was my thought.
Dude, here's the thought. Here's the thing. And I love this. The exact same thing happened to me.
Really?
Except when the person started yelling at me, I'm like, go to hell! I just kept driving.
Really?
Yeah, my friend was behind me. She was driving. She was following us. And when we got there, she was freaking out. What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I just thought she was being
that person. This woman, A, stepped in front of my car.
Right.
And B, I was going to do anything she said because she was in charge. I was like, okay, listen, okay, fine, I'll explain.
I think that's very interesting. The two, we both had the same.
But yeah, and you
were a jerk.
You didn't care because you hate life and you have a jerk. Black heart. but then I thought, how hard must it be to be one of those drivers?
Oh, my God, yes. Of course I felt horrible the second it was over.
You have a run in, you drive an ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
Or a fire truck or any kind of emergency vehicle.
Yeah. Much respect. We are sorry. Both of us here.
What is it like to do that?
Horrible is my guess.
That's what we want to talk about. 818-955-KLOS.
Awesome when you save lives. Annoying when you deal with the civilians.
You drive emergency vehicles or did.
Yeah.
And you hate people like Slego and I. I assume you do. Because how could you not?
Yeah.
Because.
Oh my God.
I mean, honestly, I think about half the time people don't even pull over.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Like people just keep driving.
I hate that. I always. And then when they do, if they do, they're going to try and get in front of you even though they were behind you when the car goes by.
They try and jump the line?
Yes.
Yeah. Sons of bitches.
Yes.
So you drive emergency vehicles. We want to talk to you. Or drove. 818-955-KLOS. You're worse than I am. You're a worse driver than I am.
Unbelievable.
I'm so happy about that.
I can't believe it.
I'm so happy about that.
Good for you.
We were talking about... I was trying to go around an ambulance when it was pulling back into the actual fire department.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on their lights. So technically, I guess I'm supposed to stop. But they opened both of their doors.
Right.
And the driver got out. So I was like, oh, I think I can
sneak. You can easily go.
I think I can sneak by.
You're safe now.
I was in the left lane.
Yeah.
No. A woman got out and put her hand up and was like, stop.
Firewoman.
What are you doing?
Screaming at you.
And I said like this, you were getting out. So I figured you weren't going to back up anytime soon so I could get around.
I love that you just like.
And she said, no! I expected her to hit me in the nose with a paper.
Or a fire hose. Well, what's so weird is you were telling that story, and I remember the same thing had happened to me when I was driving with my wife one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just yelled at them and went on around the corner. It just went on past. Just blew right
you're
past
a dick.
Them.
Yeah. That's why.
But she just texted me and goes, no, I was the one driving.
Oh.
She was driving.
She's a dick.
I took the credit for the badness.
Hilarious.
For the evilness. She said... hold on a second. She texts him. She goes, I was pissed because they had already pulled in and then decided to pull back out. What am I, a mind reader? That's my woman. She ain't taking no crap.
She's worse than me. In about 18 minutes, we're going to do Gimme Five.
Gimme Five.
Five songs in a row with a theme, and that theme today is In-N-Out.
Mm, the delicious burgers and fries.
Right now, we're talking about you drive emergency vehicles, and you have to deal with a-holes like us. KLOS, you drive an ambulance?
That is correct. So my actual least favorite thing is when, after a call, we have a family member in the back of the ambulance, and the family actually decides to follow us super closely and try and blow through red light.
Oh, my God. I never even thought about that. Wow.
Yeah, we stopped at every red light because we got to drive with due regard. But family members will try and hug the back of the ambulance. One of my buddies got rear-ended a couple years back. And, yeah, I've seen somebody get T-boned off of that.
So wow. Crazy.
Wow. People. I mean, they're so upset. They're so freaked out. They just think, oh, my God. I mean, you know what hospital they're going to. Just
I don't know. I don't know that it's that easy just to say people are idiots.
No, I'm not saying that. I understand it.
This is like one of their worst nightmare days.
Exactly. But wow.
Stressful situations, you know?
Yeah.
So I always make sure to tell people, don't follow too close. Wait 5 minutes and then go slowly. Get the phone.
Right.
Get the bag full of clothes, whatever you need, and that's it.
Right.
I hope this sinks into everyone's brain right now in case they ever need to follow an ambulance 5 minutes later.
Don't be like Slego and I.
Yeah, exactly. Thank right you on, man. I appreciate you calling. You too. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS. You drive emergency vehicles. We both had some run-ins with ambulances.
Woo!
Some of us worse than others. I'm going to be honest. Sligo, worse than me.
Yeah.
So we're talking about you drive emergency vehicles. KLOS, hello.
While we're driving with the lights on, it's pretty frustrating.
How many people pull over? What percentage of people would you say pull over?
I'd give it maybe 70.
70%?
Yeah. Do you think that's been dropping over the last 20, 30 years? I mean, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Why, do you think?
I think people just think that whatever they got going on is probably more important than what we're doing.
Wow, man. So any advice for everyone out there while you're trying to get someone to the hospital right away?
Pull to the right. That's the first one.
Right.
And if you're already stopped, sometimes it's best to just stay where you're at and let us drive around. It's when people start moving.
Oh, I see. So if you're stopped, don't pull over. Just stay where you are stopped.
Yeah, if you're stopped at a red light, unless you're literally blocking that red light from the guys getting through when the light turns green, if your light is red and you're stopped and there's room for them to drive around you, just let them drive around.
Just stay where you are. Okay.
Good to know. All right. Good to know, dude. Thank you for calling, man.
I prefer my eyes with a face.
It does make it easier.
It's just a preference.
It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
And at 5 o'clock every day, we do Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme. And today's theme is In and Out.
In and Out.
So you can call us at 818-955-KLOS with your suggestions or guesses.
And good luck.
And you can do it on Twitter at Kevin and Sligo. In and Out. Give Me Five.
Here they come. Give Me Five.
Give Me Five.
It's always a theme, but it's taking on its own little theme within a theme. Now I'm getting dizzy. It was smoking in the boys' room, school's out, and now another brick in the wall.
He was in and out.
Yeah, McDonald's. Oh, no, sorry. In and out. Sorry. In and out. Got that wrong.
Yeah. Very different.
I mean, the whole school thing can't possibly continue, can it?
I would think not.
I mean, it is a theme.
It's not the theme, though.
Give me five. That's a theme idea.
Yes.
But
today's is in and out.
Excuse me? It's what?
In and out.
What? Like, shouted out loud by Kiss.
Kiss. In concert, Kiss. Kiss. Kiss.
In and out and in. And out.
That's our theme.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just snotted.
Forgive me five what?
God help.
Can you not do that?
No, I'm going to try. Okay. We should take a call for number one. What do the people want? Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello, guys. I got a good one for you.
All right.
Tube Steak Boogie by ZZ Top. That's kind of in and out.
What has been done has been seen and appreciated. Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Swevin and Quevo, right?
Yes.
What do you got for the In and Out theme on Gimme Five?
All right. This is kind of loose, but I think it works. Anything off In Through the Outdoors.
There's even an in it.
In it?
Yeah, in it, in Fool in the Rain. That's a bloody trifecta right there.
It is.
Because
Give Me Five.
Fool in the Rain, and it's from In Through the Outdoor. So, I mean, you just can...
See how you do that?
My
let's
God.
Let's recap the five songs.
Aye.
At 5 o'clock, we do Give Me Five with a theme, five songs in a row. Today it was In and Out.
Smoking in the boys' room. Alice Cooper, School's Out. Another brick in the wall. It was a little school theme there for a second.
Sure.
And then the next band was...
Kiss.
Shouted out loud. So, yeah, I think we should start giving people stuff if they can remember what the five songs are. You know, if you're bothering listening.
Paying attention?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, like huge amounts of cash or a t-shirt.
What are we going to give away? What do we have?
Absolutely nothing. But, you know, maybe we can.
Give some hot sauce back.
Oh, yeah, hot sauce. Yeah, we'll start doing
that. We'll find something.
Yeah, when you least expect it.
Where's your marijuana?
I guess it's in my office. I don't know. I got to go get it. Well, now that's so nice. Hi.
Strange conversation.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw this, but the official Disneyland Instagram account got hacked.
Oh, no. Yes. Really? No.
And they put up some foul stuff, and then Disneyland got a hold of it again. But...
Oh, I feel bad for them.
I do, too.
That's
but
the last thing they need.
If a company like that can get hacked and somebody can take over their Instagram, isn't it really all of us?
Right.
So we do have our computer expert, Pinky. Is it Pinky or Trixie? What are we going with?
Pinky, Trixie, whatever. I think last time it was Pinky.
Trixie.
We're going with Trixie today.
Yeah, so you can hide your identity from the world.
How easy is it for other people to take over your Instagram?
Well, it really depends. So if someone sends you a link,
with it looks like a nefarious site where you would enter your username and password. It's fairly easy because they can then capture that. And that's usually what happens with these Instagram hacks. It's usually a friend that sends you a message that looks like your friend, but it's really somebody that hacked them. And they're just collecting all these username and passwords and hoping that you use them in other places.
What does the email say? We need your password for what?
It would say something like, your account has been taken over. We're trying to get it back. Please visit this website.
Oh, I see.
And a password to confirm it's you.
So supposedly they're trying to help you while they're getting the information to hack you.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I would imagine Instagram, a bunch of us have the KLOS keys to the Instagram. So, I mean, any of them, anybody that had the keys to theirs, they get that email, and then they basically opened up the Instagram for the entire company, right? Isn't that kind of what happens?
Yeah. Usually that's what happens. And in most cases, they'll have the same, the company or yourself will have the same username on various platforms. So I know Kevin Sluggo, you guys have Instagram, or you have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and usually go by the same handle or username.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use the same password as well for all the different accounts. So,
and that is smart. That's thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up for the bad guys. Thumbs down for you.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Because if they can figure out one password, then they get everything.
Right. Exactly. And with this whole Disney thing, it didn't really seem to me. This is just a hunch. It wasn't the guy who posted his picture on there with his name and everything.
Right.
I think it was somebody doing that to get revenge on him or doing some sort of cyberbullying.
It did seem odd that he would put his own picture on there.
Yeah. And the thing is that it was posted to both Disney and Disney's Instagram and Facebook about the same time with the same message. So my hunch is just that it was an insider that did it.
All right.
And they just used the one software that they used to post to all their social media platforms, and they posted it to Instagram and Facebook. So I'm guessing that's what they did.
So a bit of personal revenge that clearly is going to get that guy in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's going to make that guy look bad.
Yeah.
With any company that he tries to work with, they'll look up his name and find that, hey, your name was part of a hack to Instagram.
All right, question. I can't remember any of my passwords, and I'm always clicking forgot password, reset.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go with the same one. And you're saying that's a terrible thing to do.
Everybody listen up.
That's a bad thing.
Bad thing to do. What you could do, and what others can do, is it's called two-factor authentication. So there's these apps that once you enter your username, they'll ask you for a second form of authentication, which is something like a Microsoft Authenticator or another tool called Authy.
Mm-hmm.
And what it'll do is the website that you're trying to log into will push you to that app, and then the app will give you a code that's good for maybe 60 seconds. You enter that code into the website and it'll log you in. So the people are trying to go away from passwords right now using this two-factor authentication instead.
Oh, so you don't even need a password with that because they'll just send you a separate code. Gotcha.
Right. A lot of websites I use to log into, I use the two-factor authentication, and that seems to do it for me. Okay. I've never really had an issue with passwords in the past, so
you're just bragging now.
Are you using that because you can't remember all your passwords as well, or is it just a good system for you?
Stupid Trixie acting all better than us.
Damn it, Trixie.
It's just better to, I guess, use this authenticator because nobody else is going to have that code except for you. Right,
gotcha.
Tied to your phone or to your mobile device, so no one else in the world is going to have that except you.
Right.
All right. I'll start doing it that way. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Trixie.
Yep.
Or Pinky. Whatever your name is today, we appreciate it.
By the way, I enjoyed you dancing on the bar the other day, Trixie. That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I loved it, too.
Thanks, dude. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a podcast with another friend of mine, Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Because you need good news to balance out all the bad news that you see on TV.
And pray tell, where can one find it?
You can find it on YouTube. That's the best place because we play videos so you can see them or anywhere else you find podcasts. Great news with Kevin and Mike. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. I learned that I'm disappointed in us because today is International Chocolate Day.
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about it or eat anything.
And we did nothing.
Oh. I hate us.
We learned that people could actually live without social media.
Yeah, they're quite happy with it, apparently,
as well. And it turns out when ambulances drive by with their lights on, you're supposed to pull over.
Who knew?
Who knew?
News to me.
Sluggo doesn't care.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We came across a day that was Customer Appreciation Day. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And we took calls from people and we asked them some personal questions to get to know our customers.
Yeah.
Which kid did your parents like the least?
Me.
Do you find any family member, even distant, like cousin or stepbrother or stepsister, attractive?
Please say stepbrother.
I did at one time when I was a kid.
Did you? Who was it?
My first cousin.
I was kind of attracted to my cousin, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When was the last time you cried?
Probably 2017 when my dad passed.
All right.
A real nice question, Kevin! Real nice!
That's an acceptable answer.
My God!
That did turn out to be a bummer of a question.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Where are you from?
Chino.
Oh, first question, what's your doggie's name?
I have three. I have Panda, Oreo, and Bear.
And which one do you like the best? Be honest.
Bear, because he's the most playful. He plays fetch. He does roll over.
If you had to get rid of one of them, which one would it be?
Oh, my God. Panda.
Panda! Oh, poor Panda!
Panda's a goner! Set a new record today.
Oh, talk to me, Freaky.
Brand new record.
What do you mean?
For getting gas.
Oh, getting... Oh, how much did you spend?
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sligo. I spent $107.51.
Wow!
Now, in my defense, and I don't know if this is my defense, I was down to zero.
Oh, you were almost... So you were on fumes.
Yes. Yeah. So I had to fill up a lot. But it was $107. And we're still giving away $500, right?
Yeah, I just heard Stu filling in for Marcy today play Hotel California. That was the $500 gas song today. He gave away $500 in gas. That's pretty damn
When
cool.
do we get that song?
We get to do Man in the Box, Alice in Chains tomorrow sometime between 3 and 4. And if you're caller 13, when we play that tomorrow, you get $500 worth of gas.
All right.
So that'll be nice. The Yardbirds broke up right after a show, a live show, on this day in rock in 1968, leading Jimmy Page to form Led Zeppelin. Give Peace a Chance, John Lennon's bed-in song, was released on this day in rock in 1969. More songs about buildings and food. The Talking Heads album, their second, was released on this day in rock in 1978. It included Take Me to the River, the cover of Al Green's song, and... If you love the song Artist Only from that album, you give yourself 30 bonus points.